Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for Christmas Eve comes from our Old Testament reading of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What type of darkness is Isaiah talking about in our text for this evening? There is, of course, physical darkness, the type that we all experienced as we drove here this evening, or what some of us experienced when we were without power last week. Perhaps that's the type of darkness that might help us conceive a picture of what Isaiah is talking about. It's the type of darkness when you wake up in the middle of the night and all electricity is gone out. Not even a glimmer from the streets of the lights outside are able to peer in through the window. It makes no difference if your eyelids are open or closed. It's the midnight, starless night blackness that seems to make everything a giant void of nothingness. That's the darkness that's being alluded to in our text for this evening. But of course, that type of darkness, unless we are physically blind, is not exactly what we experience. We see the hand in front of our face. We see the reflection in the mirror. All of us see those sitting next to us this evening. And so the darkness that Isaiah tells us about is not so much physical, but it is indeed spiritual. It's a darkness that covers us head to toe in the blackness of despair. No hope of escape. We don't even know where we should start searching. It's a no light at the end of the tunnel type darkness. That's the darkness that Isaiah speaks of. For the then and there context of our reading for this evening, we should understand that Isaiah is speaking to a people who have but lost it all. No hope at all to be found. Enemies threaten all around them. Sin turns ugly, and it leaves temporal chasms in the life of individuals and in the lives of all the masses too. The future looks bleak with absolutely nothing to cling on to. Just think of the word doom, and then think of a color that would best express that word. That's what enveloped those people of old. They had forgotten what light even was, what hope might even look like. Yet in the darkness, through the darkness, from the darkness, the God who created light by the power of his word once again brought a greater light. So Isaiah, he gives the promise of a child. New life born in the darkness of a fallen world. It's the dichotomy between babies being born and old men dying. It's the difference between life and death. It's the comparison of the hope of promise versus the dread of despair. In the midst of a world gone mad and gone bleak, in the midst of a nation who had lost its way, left them groping in the impenetrable shadows, in the midst of a people lost in the deepness of their own sin, blinded by the gathering gloom, God speaks a word of promise that light would, yes, once again shine bright and scatter the darkness. And perhaps you're there this evening. Perhaps you're there and you know it. You know that you're there. You can sense it. You can feel the darkness all around in your life, in your psyche, in your soul. Amidst all of the tinsel and shiny decorations, perhaps you're in that place where it all just seems a giant facade. Sin has its way about us, doesn't it? And it seems as if at the joyous times, like Christmas, when things are supposed to be bright and happy and wonderful, that the darkness can actually scream the loudest with its deafening silence. Presents are great. Christmas trees are delightful. Decorations and parties and Christmas goose, they're all fine and good, but if none of those things are illuminated by the light that Isaiah speaks about, deep down inside, we all know that they're nothing more than just a flickering flame trying to fight against the darkness that will inevitably come, if not tomorrow, then next week. And maybe that's why Christmas oftentimes seems so difficult. Perhaps that's why Christmas brings about with it things like depression and dreariness and dread. Because apart from the light that has come into the world, all the Christmas trappings seem so vapid, don't they? And sometimes we're even just forced to put a smile on our faces because we're supposed to. We're supposed to be happy. And maybe we're even able to do it. Maybe we're able to make it through this entire season without showing any chinks in the armor, and nobody is wiser to the weariness that waxes within. But you know. You can't hide it from yourself. The mask that you put on, it's there when you look at yourself in the mirror. But hey, maybe that isn't you at all. I pray that it isn't. Maybe Christmas really is the most wonderful time of the year for you. And if that's the case, I say, thanks be to God. Well done. You're a better man than me. But for all the rest of you, for all the sinners, for all the dying, for all the drinkers and dopers and pill poppers, and for all of the lonely losers and heartaching abusers, for all of those who pulled us in here this evening with the last ounce of energy that we had and the last shred of dignity, for all of those who have been overcome with an unexpected illness that changed life as you know it until the day you draw your last breath, for all of those whose shoulders are exhausted from carrying the load of a messed up little life, for all of those who are weighed down heavy by the shame of decades of other people's sin against you, for all of those who are disgusted by the sins that you can't seem to put away, no matter how hard you tried and how often you promised that you would, for all of those who stare at the spouse next to you and wonder what happened to the person you married, for all of those who have wept at a funeral and cry yourself to sleep at night, missing the person that you loved most in the whole entire world, for all of those oppressed by the demons to the extent that you aren't even sure if there's a thing called hope that you can hope for anymore, for all of you who find yourself in darkness at times or all the time, God has a word of promise for you. For to you, a child is born. And to you, a son is given. It's that little baby of Bethlehem, born on that deep, dark night. It's the one who was worshipped by simple, smelly shepherds, surrounded by barnyard animals and the meekness of a cattle stall. It's the one wrapped up tightly in the swaddling claws of a seemingly too young mother and a desperate father who'd only just begun to understand what it meant to be a mom and a dad. This child was born in a simple little town to a simple couple of parents, surrounded not by those who had their life all put together, but instead by those who actually, needed a savior. The light had now, finally, made its way to shine upon that type of people, the ones who walked in darkness, who dwelt in a land of deep nothingness. This is whom the angels sing about. A child is born unto you. And he's the light of the world. The darkness that envelops this fallen world must flee away in terror. The light is too bright for it to cover us any longer. But enough of all those analogies. The light of the world that was born in a manger is God in the flesh for the forgiveness of your sins. For sin is what brings upon darkness. Sin is what makes us weep and makes us cower and makes us terrified. Sin is what leads us to death and covers us in shame and racks us with disease and brings about suffering. And so it's sin that must be illuminated by the light. The darkness of sin must be rooted out by the shadows, not by a law that demands you to root it out yourself, and not with an expectation that you clean up the messiness of your deep darkness before it can shine upon you, and not with the promise that if you only try your best, then the light of the world will finally come and do all the rest. But the sin is illuminated with the promise that it is forgiven. It cannot keep you in the darkness any longer. It cannot cover you with the shadows forever. Christmas, above anything and everything else that it might encompass, is first and foremost, dare I say, only about the forgiveness of sins. That's why the light of the world came into this world. That's why the God who created the light, who is light himself, took on your flesh and came into the deep darkness of this dark and fallen world. There he shines this night in the manger at Bethlehem, a beacon of hope in a world that went and got itself lost in the midnight gloom. But more than that, there he shines from the cross of Good Friday, when darkness once fell upon the world again. But the darkness could not overcome the light. Blathering baby Jesus, all grown up into dying and bleeding Jesus, who would cry out, "It is finished." No longer is your sin your own. It's his, and it's paid for. No longer is the darkness of the grave meant to be your eternal resting place, for the brightness of his face illuminated the tomb so much that death had to flee and run away to the pits of hell. It's a Christmas miracle, if there ever was one. God has come into the flesh to shine the light of the truth that he is your Savior, that your sins are forgiven, that your death is dead, that Satan and all the demons are already defeated. Each and every single one of your enemies be damned. And so it is, we come here tonight. And yes, the darkness still appears to cover us at times, maybe even this evening. But the dawn soon will be breaking. And until it does, and it most certainly will, we sit confident in the darkness, receiving the forgiving rays of our Savior that shine down upon us. For the brightness of the incarnation shines brightest in the darkness. And so no matter how dark your path may be, his light is still for you. No matter how shamefully shame shames you today, the light of the world has already made that shame his own for you. No matter how your sins cover you this evening, the light of the world has already paid the price for them through his cross for you. And no matter how dark death may appear, the light of the world has already sentenced death to death for you. This Christmas is a for you Christmas, because the light of the world has always been, is right now, this very instant, and will always be for you. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Your death is dead. The demons are defeated. And the light of the world has come into your darkness and has shined upon you this day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
In the name of Jesus.